Fear once again took hold, starting in Asia, following on into Europe. Even after Tuesday's strong showing, Europe opened sharply lower when the credit crunch spread beyond a few U.S. specialty mortgage funds. With an Australian bank warning some of its investors might lose money, people seem no longer willing to risk the gains they made earlier in the year.
I think at the moment we're trading on fear. We're looking into the abyss, and you know, the worst fear is that this spreads, and instead of being a U.S. housing market problem, it becomes a credit cycle problem and the trigger for weaker global growth.
The panic began in the U.S. mortgage markets last month, when complex trades and mortgages tied to people with poor credit started to falter. This has caused the collapse of some hedge funds. The bottom line is, if this leads to the cost of credit or loans going up for companies, firms have to pay more to do business, especially in the mergers and acquisition field, and M&A has been driving much of the recent froth and the long bull markets.
The U.S. stock market in particular has been going up for more than 4.5 years now. In Europe, we've been rising slightly less than 4.5 years, but again, fairly steady gains. As we know, no market goes up forever.
Wednesday's early falls in Europe came on the first day of the trading month, a month that is usually the quietest of the year. But thin volumes can exaggerate big swings in the market, so it may be a few holidays are cancelled or curtailed this August.
I think, sad to say, the BlackBerry, at a bare minimum, is going to be in much use around the holiday resorts of Europe and the United States.
August could set the tone for the rest of the year, and it started out on shaky ground.
European markets did begin to pare their losses around lunchtime, but in these days of sharp swings, heavy volumes, and uncertainty of whether this is just a blip or the beginning of a bear market, volatility is expected to continue throughout August. Jim Bolden, CNN, London.